you're here. Fellowship's real, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. And how appropriate, Marianne, that we have this busy bee
in the studio with us. How long did it take you to think up that?
That's going to be part of the article. And I'm thinking about how we've been, what do they say, like a hornet's nest. There's been a flurry of activities going around here. All good. I guess when you think of hornets and bees, you think of being stung. These are all really good God-honoring things that we've been
only
about.
Only if you mess with them.
Yeah, if you mess
That's
with
Kathleen
them.
That's Kathleen Jennings.
Yes, thank you for joining us, Kathleen. And I've just been thinking about being a busy beaver myself. In fact, if you were tuned in yesterday.
A busy beaver.
Now we're a busy beaver, busy bee.
I haven't heard that phrase in quite a while.
Yes, well, if you were tuned in yesterday and you heard all that glorious Christmas music.
I was just going to mention that.
I remotely logged in. I had so many things going on, and as they say, I was up to my eyeballs in this new expansion program that I think next week I'll get to officially announce.
I want to be there.
It's going to be exciting to share what God is doing. It's incredible. We've never experienced something like this before in this grand fashion. But I think next week I'll be able to talk about it. I hope to have a board vote this week, and we're still waiting for attorneys and all that paperwork to be fine-tuned, updated, looked at, reviewed, prayed over, voted on, and then the announcement can be made.
Should I stand outside the station with my picket sign? Vote yes, vote yes.
I'm pretty certain it's already going to be a unanimous vote because we've had those five other board meetings in the 50 days. But this is kind of where it's all laid out in like 57 pages and all the attachments and supplements, and the attorneys have looked it all over and it's all been rewritten and voted on. Then there's a deposit to be made. Anyways, I'll say hopefully more. I'm so excited to share it with you. But all to say that yesterday, it was up to my eyeballs in reviewing and getting it set and making comments that didn't make it into the studio. So remotely, I scheduled some of my favorite Christmas music.
Well, I know. And we were going to have Prime Lifetimes in review and talk about Veterans Day. And I'm like, Christmas music? Okay.
Yes, yes. And I didn't have officially my Testimony Tuesday guest scheduled. And so I thought, you know, I'll put in some really good Christmas music as a teaser of these are the things you're going to start hearing the day after Thanksgiving weekend through the end of the year. So if you did get to tune in yesterday, you got to hear a little sneak preview of what's coming, and it's really God-honoring Christmas music.
Well, quite truthfully, I love Christmas music.
Yeah.
It's all okay.
It's all going to be good. So hopefully next week you're going to hear a major announcement and then the launching of our great News Radio Endowment Fund. We're working hard to put that all together so those that may have some special resources and would like to further our ministry into the future, this Great News Radio Endowment Fund might be an option for their resources or special gift giving. So we'll talk more about that in the coming days, but please be praying us up in the direction that God seems to be leading us on and confirming in so many different ways, and the effect it'll have on reaching so many more people with the good news message of Jesus. That's what we're about, and that's what I can't wait to continue to proclaim in new and special ways.
All to God's glory.
Amen and amen. So, if you look at the front cover of this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the November edition, you'll see a big Veterans Day honoring all who serve, and our very own Kathleen Jennings has written a story, and how appropriate with Veterans Day being on Monday. Mm-hmm. We had special broadcasts honoring our veterans and the families that sacrifice in so many different ways. But Kathleen, you're getting to be a real regular with the vets around our area. I think
you
went to a service on Sunday and I think picked up a couple more future interviews too.
Oh, well, when I went up to the high school for their Veterans Day observance, veterans that I know and that I have interviewed before were very kind to introduce me to many more.
Yes, yes.
I'll bet.
And
lots of people reading these.
So I have several more names added to my list, and I will get to them. and interview them. There are some that seem to be very, very interesting.
Yeah. Well, this was another good story. The fighting bees, as one of my opening lines were, being as busy beavers and busy bees. I think of beavers, bees, you know, we're all busy flying around.
That's confusing.
Yeah, that's right.
As busy as a beaver, as busy as a bee, which is
as busy as a bee.
Okay, good.
Busy as a bee.
Busy as a bee.
This is part of Kathleen's ongoing series, From Generation to Generation, Character Really Does Matter.
The Fighting Bees. For many years, when I was a child, my father, a school administrator, was also a beekeeper. I learned very early not to bother the bees unless I wanted to get stung. Imagine my delight when I learned about the Navy sea bees, how they got their name, and why their mascot is a fighting bee. Civilian contractors built American military bases and other construction projects until the United States officially entered World War II. International law specified that civilians were not permitted to bear arms and resist an enemy. If they did, they would be considered guerrillas and could be subject to execution. The U.S. military found a way to legally build and fight with the establishment of the Naval Construction Battalions, Seabees, in 1942. Trained in combat and construction skills, Seabees build infrastructure to support military operations, and when under attack, they exchange their tools for weapons to defend themselves and their project.
Did you think of Israel and the formation of that early country?
Yes,
and
I did.
How they, I thought
yes,
you
I
might.
Did. Absolutely. Frank Iafrate, a civilian file clerk at Naval Air Station Quonset Point, Rhode Island, had gained a reputation for drawing sketches and caricatures of some of the men who stopped by his office looking for reference material. When asked by the Navy lieutenant designated to lead this new construction battalion, headquartered nearby at Camp Endicott, Davisville, whether he could produce a Disney-type insignia to identify and represent the battalion, Iafrate eagerly went to work. "I thought of a bee, the busy worker who doesn't bother you unless you bother him."
But I have stories about that.
Mm-hmm. "But provoked, the bee stings. It seemed an ideal symbol." Later in 1942, Iafrate would enlist in the U.S. Navy, where he served as chief carpenter's mate in a Seabee construction battalion maintenance unit. Since the beginning of World War II, the Seabees have been an integral part of our military. Mike Fott of Mahomet, Illinois, participated in building bridges across the Caddo River and runways at the Da Nang Air Base during his 8-month tour of duty in 1969. His arrival in Vietnam was marked by a 106-millimeter rocket attack. In another incident, his battalion came under sniper fire. Because they were not carrying weapons at the time, they were rescued by an army tank. Battalion members worked around the clock, rotating security watches. Mike was discharged in June 1973. In March 1988, he joined the U.S. Navy Reserve. In 1991, he was activated during Desert Storm, and then again in 2003 for Operation Enduring Freedom. He worked as an electrician in the Seabees, as well as in civilian life, and he retired with the rating of Construction Engineer First Class, CE1. In 2006, while attending the funeral of a veteran and friend from Western Illinois who had served in his Seabee battalion in Vietnam, Mike discovered his next mission, the Patriot Guard Riders. The Patriot Guard Riders, standing for those who stood for us, were established in 2005 in Kansas to participate as a voluntary honor guard at the invitation of a decedent's family. at funerals of U.S. military members and veterans and of first responders. The founders of the Patriot Guard Riders were motorcyclists, but membership is not limited to motorcyclists. There is one prerequisite. Prospective members must have a, quote, deep respect for those who serve our country, military and first responders, end quote. In addition to attendance at funerals, the Patriot Guard Rider greets troops returning from overseas at welcome home celebrations and deployment ceremonies and conducts volunteer work for veterans organizations. The Patriot Guard Riders also assist military families with travel and housing when needed, and visit military hospitals, encouraging and honoring wounded members of the United States Armed Forces. Mike's volunteer efforts include Wreaths Across America to commemorate fallen U.S. veterans, honor those who serve, and teach children the value of freedom. Mm. This year, Wreaths Across America Day is December 14, 2019. This November, you will find Mike and his wife Ruth at a very special event at Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, on Friday, November 1st at 7 p.m., on Saturday, November 2nd at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and on Sunday, November 3rd at 7 p.m. This is the 14th annual Living Flag musical presentation. There will be a salute to the armed forces with a special welcome home for Vietnam veterans. Mm-hmm. As I meet more and more United States military veterans, I find myself praying that I live my life in a way that honors their sacrifice for me and reminds me to be thankful every day, not only on Veterans Day and Thanksgiving. Blessings to you all.
Very nice. And our listeners would have been aware when we referenced the November 1st and 2nd. Obviously, this is dated, but
right.
The paper
yes.
came out in time for people to pick
yes,
it up,
it
become
did.
Aware of that. And
yes, it did.
Yeah, that's been a great occasion. In fact, the Singing Men sang a time or two at the Living Flag.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great production that they put on to honor our veterans and
yes.
to honor the families.
Yes, it
so.
Is. Mm-hmm. Yes, we were not. We would have been there, but we weren't back home yet from our trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was very touched by that last paragraph. It really impacted me the first time I read it. I've heard similar sentiments many times, but for some reason when I read what you wrote, I find myself praying that I live my life in a way that honors their sacrifice for me and reminds me to be thankful every day. That is so true, Kathleen.
Oh, well, thank
so
you.
It's so true. These
thank
people
you.
Died.
Absolutely.
To protect their nation. That's where we live.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think of those who were severely injured.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to recuperate.
That's right. The ones, many people who didn't die have repercussions
That's
from those
right.
days.
Absolutely.
And just the memories
yeah.
or the constant post-traumatic stress disorder,
right.
the different effects that a war will have on somebody.
Yeah, what they
That's
went
right.
through.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
their family sacrifice, too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, the children didn't have their father or mother at
mm-hmm.
home,
mm-hmm.
and the spouse didn't have their husband or wife at home.
Yeah. I love it that you wrote this article about the construction battalion, because
mm-hmm.
so often we just think of the soldiers. And
That's right.
these folks, I mean, I have a friend who was a medic in
mm-hmm.
World War II, and these folks gave so much in this. They also gave so much.
Yes, they did.
To
yeah.
support the effort.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's not just the movies are made about the soldiers who storm the beach,
right?
Who fire the guns, who capture the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do that on their own. They have all kinds of support
right.
around them in order to do that. I know when I wrote the article about our Uncle Bill
mm-hmm.
in the communication, if there hadn't been good communication, they wouldn't have been able to do all the things they did.
And that communication, you're talking about the code breaking and
yes,
being able to
all of that.
You
yeah.
know, decode classified
all
information
right.
that the enemy has or
right.
you know, passing on the information or
right.
the strategic nature
mm-hmm.
of things that have to be shared and
mm-hmm.
how to get that.
Absolutely.
And the medics who save
of
people's
course.
Lives.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's true not only of the military in wartime and so forth, but it's true of our lives.
Mm.
Sometimes there are people that we kind of just automatically dismiss as maybe their job isn't really that important.
See, I'm going to cry. This is my language. Keep
but
talking.
It is.
I love this.
But it is.
Yes, it is.
Because a corporation, a school,
mm-hmm.
I always knew when I was a teacher, I wanted to be friends with the janitor.
I was going to say, yeah.
Because, and the secretaries.
You want to find out how important their job is? Let them
yes.
go for 4 weeks.
That's
You'll
right.
find out.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
And it's not just teachers, and it's certainly not just administration. And my dad, a school administrator, taught me that.
Yeah. Mm. And God's Word teaches us that, too. God's not a respecter of persons. I mean, and we're all on the same level playing
That's
field,
right.
if you will. Yeah, God's gifted us with different abilities and talents, but He's the one that's doled those out. And we have to be careful that we don't make the comparisons amongst each other or
yeah.
Valuing somebody more. I mean, there's that whole parable or story about the rich man. And, you know, if suddenly you start showing preference one mm-hmm. way or another, that's not the way Jesus did.
Well, I think mm-hmm. every church should have somebody read aloud the book of James every year. I do. Don't
yeah.
show favoritism.
Yeah,
I do. And anybody yeah. who thinks that the motif of fighting bees is not powerful did not grow up in East Tennessee where I did. We got so many bee stings when I was little. These bumblebees, my mother keeps saying, put your shoes on, put your shoes on. We go out barefoot, step on bees. It was a mess. They are powerful.
That was a great story. Thank you, Kathleen Jennings. If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. Or you can read this online at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com. Or better yet, we can mail it to you. Maybe this will be a great Thanksgiving or Christmas gift that you want to dole out to a friend, a neighbor.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Somebody out of the area. You want to include them in receiving this for 12 months. It's $30. And basically, that covers the postage to send it first class. Mail. As soon as we receive these, we mail them out within a day or two so they can arrive in the mailboxes or wherever you want them sent. You can find out more at primelifetimes.com, primelifetimes.com, and look under subscriptions, and you can just fill out an easy form and mm-hmm. get this edition or begin in December. We'll be happy to mail those out.
And I do want to thank the veterans once again mm-hmm. and also those who are serving now.
Right.
I thank you very, very much.
Yeah. And the supportive role that the family has.
Absolutely.
The sacrifices they make by sending off their loved one or the children that miss their mom or dad that's, you know, in harm's way or serving overseas.
Absolutely.
Or serving out of state or, you know, long distance. So, yeah, Monday's program, I featured a couple songs by the Singing Men of GNN, the Star-Spangled Banner, the National Anthem, followed by the Battle Hymn of the Republic. I always love those. As those were recorded shortly after 9/11, performed at Krannert Center of the Performing Arts. And then I found on the Internet a speech given by President Ronald Reagan. And so the cost, freedom is not free, and
That's
the
right.
fact that, you know, the goal is peace times, is to work with other governments and people, and yet, you know, when we send our loved ones, our men and women in harm's way to protect our freedoms, there's a huge cost and a sacrifice and all they have to go through and then live with afterwards.
That's I right. love the Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Yes.
I love that song.
Yeah. Yes.
Truth is marching
on, you bet.
Truth is. Yeah, it's a good song. So that's also archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. was mentioned on Monday's program and certainly heartfelt by all of us. If you see a veteran today or someone you know that's serving in our armed forces, buy them a meal, shake their hand, salute them, thank them for their various acts of service, and even, for that matter, their families that sacrifice and go without many of the common things that a family would have. They can't be together or because of the pay rate or whatever that... Wait. Yeah.
We're not ready. And not just this week, but always, if you see a veteran, say thank you for your service.
Yes.
In light of this story being about the Fighting Bees, we'll close out with a portion of a special song, the Navy Hymn. And thank you, Kathleen, for pulling that up. And we'll use your phone to close out our program. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Kathleen Jennings with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.